Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I'm not a coffee drinker in the morning. You know, I drink some water. I might have a little low-fat milk in my oatmeal or my granola or whatever I have, my frosted mini wheats, Lucky Charms. I try not to eat that because of sugar. But if it helps you poop in the morning, I'm going to eat it. I don't have coffee. My husband's a big coffee drinker. My son likes coffee, one of them. And some of you guys just drink coffee and drink coffee and drink coffee. And back and forth are these studies saying it's good for the heart, protects against stroke, protects against heart failure, protects against cancer. But then on the flip side, they're like, oh, too much coffee can hurt you. Too much coffee can raise your cholesterol. So a study has come out this week talking about how coffee can raise your cholesterol. And people are freaking out. They're like, no, oh my gosh, no. I learned about this in the 90s. There were studies in the 90s that said there were components in coffee that could raise your cholesterol. There's natural oils in coffee. They could also maybe interfere with some of the elimination of coffee and things like cholesterol. So this is not new science. We've known coffee could raise cholesterol, but it's if you drink it in high amounts. We've always said that, you know, you need to do things in moderation. And I think there was one study that said if you drink over 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day, you could protect your liver. Well, this study says if you drink a boatload of espresso plunger coffee, which I think is French press, or filtered coffee, it could raise your risk of cholesterol. So let me just, you know, walk you through the study. Nobody should freak out. Okay, this comes from Norway. They looked at data from the Tromso study that looked at 21,000 men and women, all of whom were over 40. And they found that espresso was significantly associated with raised serum total cholesterol, stronger association for men than women. Boiled or plunger coffee consumption, that sounds tasty, was significantly associated with raised cholesterol in both women and men. Filtered coffee was significantly associated with increased total cholesterol in women. But no dose response relationship between instant coffee. Even though instant and filtered coffee could raise your cholesterol, they couldn't really say, well, the more you drink, the higher it is. So I know some people are a little freaked out by that. Why? And I said, there was a study of that. Let me see if I have it. It's like from the 90s where it looked at, so there was like cafestol and caweol diterpenes. These are known. These are made by plants, animal, fungi. These are they're oils. They are oils that are made within these. They're a type of oil, chemical oil. And these diterpenes are found in a variety of things, including coffee. And so they think what these diterpenes might do is, one, is they have protective. They might be antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, hence anti-cancer. That's why we see coffee to be protective against heart disease, heart failure, and cancer. But they also might have toxic effects, oxidative stress, inflammation, and cytotoxicity. So it's almost like the Goldilocks, what's right. You know, is it too much, is it too little, or is it just right? So they think that these diterpenes could decrease bile acids. That could be related to increased cholesterol, the increased cholesterol production. They think the mechanism by which it could interfere with bile acids could also decrease elimination of the cholesterol. Hence, your serum, your blood level cholesterol could rise. So, obviously more research is needed. But the amounts that they're talking about was kind of high. So for the espresso, that was 3 to 5 cups of espresso a day. 6 or more cups of plunger French press coffee a day. So they're looking at, I mean, if you guys have 1 cup, I don't think this is going to affect your cholesterol that much. You know, I mean, to be honest, you know, with my patients, the reason why throughout my training I never got on them with actual coffee is I was more concerned about the crap they were putting into the coffee. If you're putting in sugar and cream and making those little leaves, and you know how people make little pictures in their espresso, that, whatever that cream is, that can affect your cholesterol. And my thing is if you're having a cup of coffee or a couple cups of coffee a day, I am more worried about your hamburger, your cheeseburger, your eggs, your bacon, your, you know, 8-ounce steak, your mashed potatoes with cream cheese and sour cream. I mean, if we are going to split hairs, and if your heart, you know, is really, if your heart health is really based on 1.5 cup of coffee less, I'm not doing my job. You know, it's interesting. People would come in and they would be starving themselves right before their blood work. And, you know, they're like, you know, is your phlebotomist in today? I go, yes. They go, oh, thank God. I have been like fasting for a week. I've been vegan for 2 weeks. Hurry up and do my blood work so I can have a burger. Well, I mean, if you have to go through such theatrics to get your cholesterol down, then I'm not doing my job. If you can't have a cup of coffee and your blood pressure doesn't go up, I'm not doing my job. So how I want everybody to kind of look at this is, if you like your morning cup of coffee, if it helps you poop, if it helps wake you up, I think those are better than energy drinks. So if that's what you need. And caffeinated coffee seems to be more cholesterol invoking than non-caffeinated. But if you are pounding coffee away, my next question is why? You know, somebody who drinks 6 cups of coffee a day, is it that they really love the taste? I think it tastes like crap. It smells amazing. But somebody will give you ice cream or do a tiramisu or something like that, and it tastes of coffee. I'm like, what the hell? I don't want coffee or mocha. I want chocolate. It's to me like a brain tease, you know, because you're, you know, it looks like chocolate and you're getting something that's coffee tasting. So if someone's drinking 6 cups of coffee, my guess is they're having a energy problem. And maybe they have sleep apnea. You know, maybe there's other medical issues going on. So that's what I think is, you know, so, you know, keep everything in moderation. Don't panic about it. But keep in mind that a lot of things can raise your cholesterol. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I also want to thank the wind last night that kept me up. Man, I live in a very windy place in southern Nevada. In Las Vegas, I think we're windier than Chicago. Man, that wind, you things are just, you know, trees are falling down in our neighborhood and people's lawn furniture are slamming against their houses. Every time I tried to take out the garbage, my front door would slam. There's some sort of a current that keep, wind current or suction that just caused the door to slam. Cats and dogs try to run in and out of the house before the door slams. I think it's funny. Well, we have a insomnia epidemic. I've talked about this. A lot of you guys have trouble sleeping at night. I have trouble sleeping at night. That's how my doctor diagnosed that I was in menopause. I had been hot flashing for years, but I still had my period, so I didn't care. But once I went to her and I go, look, I'm having trouble sleeping. That's the only thing I have an issue with. Sex drive's good. I'm not losing my hair. You know, no new facial hair, you know, that I haven't had before. But, man, I'm having trouble sleeping. So she ran my hormones and said, you are in full-blown menopause, girl. And I'm like, but that's odd because, you know, I still have my period. Well, yeah, and I'm a doctor. You know, that's why doctors do need to go to doctors. And they're like, you could still act like and look like and, you know, still function like you're pre-menopause while you're in menopause. And then finally the body catches up. So some of you guys, for sleep issues, you try to see a medical provider. Medical provider can't see you for 4 or 5 weeks. And you want to try a prescription sleep aid. Well, those prescription sleep aids are controlled substances. So even if you do get a prescription sleep aid, you don't get a lot of them, you know, because they could be addictive. You could become dependent. You could even become tolerant. The difference between dependent and tolerant is dependent is where you need something all the time. Tolerant is when you kind of don't get, you get used to the dose, then you need more. So they're similar but a little different. So some of you go to telemedicine, go, well, I'll get a sleep aid on telemedicine. They can't. In telemedicine, we can't do controlled substances. So you can't get Ambien, you can't get Xanax, you can't get things like that for sleep. We do recommend on telemedicine a little bit of melatonin that you could get over the counter. And melatonin seems to be a very, very popular purchase, especially online. There's an article here looking at Amazon shoppers. Apparently, 75,000 Amazon shoppers rate certain melatonin supplements 5-star. One is the Carlisle Melatonin 12-milligram supplements. I don't like 12 milligrams. I'll tell you in a second. But they say they do really well with those. You have some that take the, let me see what other brands. There's also a liquid formula, and there's others. There's gummies. There's melatonin gummies. My problem with it is you're going to become you're going to get a tolerance to them. And melatonin, it's a hormone. And what it does is your brain produces it when it senses darkness. So if you're away from all your blue light and your LEDs and a bunch of the lights out there, you're sitting outside on the porch, you know, just looking at the stars, your body picks up that it's dark. Then it produces this melatonin and you're supposed to go be sleepy. We don't do that. I'm prepping for my show, and I'm typing, and I'm doing emails up until the second I go to bed. Well, you aren't going to be able to fall asleep. So people then take melatonin. On a short-term basis, in small doses, it might help you. But if you guys are living on your melatonin to go to sleep, 99% of you will eventually say, this isn't working. And I don't want you to mess up your own natural circadian rhythm. Now, we recommend melatonin over-the-counter for shift workers, those that are dealing with some jet lag, you know, those who want to try to reset their clocks. But for those people that have severe insomnia, the melatonin might not work. And especially if you've been taking 12-milligram doses and not the smaller doses. So according to the Sleep Foundation, they say there is no official recommendation melatonin dosage for adults, but they believe that a range from a half a milligram to 5 milligrams appear to be safe and effective. Adults can take melatonin about 1 hour before going to bed. Now that's another thing. People will take it and they'll hop into bed going, okay, fall asleep. It might not work that quickly. So what do? You go on your phone or you put on the TV. Well, you know, I mean, if you want your melatonin to work, I would say shut off all the lights, right? And drink plenty of water too. I think a lot of us are dehydrated. Pee, take maybe a hot shower, hot bath. If you are going to take melatonin, take it. And then maybe just, you know, look at the stars, sit outside, or, you know, maybe read a book. You could read a book sometimes, but, you know, expect if you take it and you go to bed and you lie in, I mean, it can't be like a mystery book. So I'm like, oh no, he did it. You know, it has to be something kind of soothing, something like that, if you like to read. But, you know, if you do take it and go to bed, keep in mind it could take about an hour. So our melatonin levels decline as we age. It disrupts our sleep-wake cycles, so older individuals have trouble sleeping. So there was a study, a meta-analysis, according to the Sleep Foundation, of 16 studies, and they found they looked at dosages between the 0.1 milligram all the way up to 50 milligrams per kilogram, administered to older adults 55 to 77. In all of the studies, the melatonin levels remained higher among the older adults when compared to younger adults and stayed higher for a longer period of time. The problem with the higher levels is then you get drowsy the next day. The more melatonin a person took, the more pronounced the effects of their drowsiness. So researchers recommend you start with the lowest dose possible. If you are needing 12 milligrams of melatonin a night, you're going to need to start talking to your doctor about maybe a sleep specialist or to figure out what else could be going on. Now, another thing that could be going on is some of you might be falling asleep, but what happens is you wake up in the middle of the night, either because you have to pee, well, that could be a prostate issue, or it could be a bladder issue or UTI or diabetes. Most of the time, we average needing to pee about once or twice a night, but if you are getting good sleep, you could sleep through that. So sometimes you're peeing because you're not sleeping well. Sometimes you're waking up to pee because and then that's waking you up. I hate when I have dreams. I have dreams where I need to go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom to dream, and then I feel like, no, I need to still go. And in my dream, I'm panicking about trying to find a bathroom because I have to go, and then I end up waking up. I'm like, okay, I need to go. So for me, it's I have to pee, and having to pee wakes me up. But it's just once a night. But if you are, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I can fall asleep, but I get up in the middle of the night, and then I'm up, so I need to take something super heavy so I could sleep through that, then we need to figure out, why are you waking up in the middle of the night? Is it your cats and dogs, like mine? Is it that your partner snores? Is it that you have sleep apnea? Are you in your sleep, and then all of a sudden you're, and, you know, you're gasping, so your body wakes you up? So if you're, you know, hitting the melatonin, we need to figure out why. Now, some people ask about kids. Can kids have melatonin? Well, according to the Sleep Foundation, they say 0.05 milligrams per kilogram to 5 milligrams of melatonin could work with children. The problem is they could take, they could get agitated. Sometimes they could bedwet, get dizzy, drowsy, have headaches. So, you know, I know a lot of parents might use melatonin with their children if they have autism or attention deficit. Again, make sure you talk to your medical provider. You know, it is a hormone, and you know, if your child's having sleep problems, the melatonin might temporarily solve things, but then what? So, as I said, you know, small amounts, you need to be very careful taking melatonin if you're on birth control or blood thinners or steroids or blood pressure medications or Coumadin. If there's somebody in your family with dementia or epilepsy, they have to be careful. Currently, we don't really urge pregnant women or breastfeeding women to use it without talking to their medical provider. But, you know, many of you, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have a lot of people that work different shifts, graveyard shift, things like that. If you have trouble sleeping and you feel like you have to keep popping pills to sleep, then those are, you know, maybe you need to change your shift. You know, your health comes first. Poor sleep has been linked to diabetes, to, you know, heart disease, obesity, cancer. So it's really important to get sleep. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says inflation is unacceptably high after the release of the new consumer price index data. It rose by 0.3% in April, while the year-over-year increase was 8.3%. This, as California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business, that Democrat policies are driving inflation upwards.
Government needs to take their foot off of spending and let the American entrepreneur go back to fixing the problem. We can do it.
More Americans are moving to buy homes. Applications for mortgages to buy homes rose 5% last week, including a bump in adjustable rate mortgages known as ARMs, which offer lower rates. The national average for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 17 basis points last week to 5.53%. USA Radio News. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline set a new record today at $4.40 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from yesterday and up $1.42 over last year at this time. And this driver tells NBC News,
"They're ridiculous, man. Can't, you know, seem like you're working for gas."
A 15-gallon fill-up costs around $21 more this year than last. An escaped inmate is back behind bars in Alabama. Casey White was arraigned last night after arriving from Indiana. That's where he was caught Monday with the corrections officer accused of walking him out of jail on her last day of work. Vicky White, no relation, shot herself in the head as police closed in and died hours later. It's believed they had a romantic relationship for at least 2 years. School nurses are being celebrated today. National School Nurses Day is part of National Nurses Week. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this week is Women's Health Week. And breast cancer is obviously a huge topic. And many of us will go in, we'll get our ultrasounds, we'll get our mammograms, and we're told, your mammogram is good, but you have dense breasts. So, and then there's recommendations. Well, a lot of us have dense breasts, and more of our mammograms and ultrasounds are kind of, you know, implying that we can't just, you know, do a one-off and not give it the attention that it needs. So talking to us next about what we need to do in terms of our breast health is Dr. Pamela Habib, head of U.S. Medical Affairs for Bayer Radiology, and Dr. David Schott, breast radiologist at Northwestern's Lynn Sage Breast Cancer at Prentice Women's Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Habib and Dr. Schott. We really appreciate you being here.
To be with you.
Okay.
Wow. So, yes, so, you know, as we're, you know, we got our mammograms and we're told we have dense breasts, how do you determine what is your threshold for saying a breast is dense as opposed to not?
That's a great question. So our threshold is determined by standard radiology criteria that we use when reading mammograms. And so that mammogram is what informs us whether a breast is dense or not. So it's not something that you can actually feel and determine the density. And based on how much, it's a ratio of looking at fatty tissue and fibroglandular tissue. And the more fibroglandular tissue there is, the more dense the breast is. And we have certain criteria we follow to say whether it's, you know, almost entirely fatty versus extremely dense. And so we use that criteria to comment on the overall density of the breast.
Mm-hmm. So more commonly, as we age, it gets more fatty. We get less dense. Do you ever see less dense breasts in the younger female population?
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial point you made there is quite true, that generally speaking, as patients get older, they will become more fatty replaced, which is to say less dense. That said, there's still a variety of breast densities that exist at baseline due to underlying genetic factors just within the patient, and to some degree also body size, diet. There are a number of different factors that all play into the underlying breast density. So, yeah, for sure, even at young ages, we see a variety of breast densities.
Mm-hmm. I know the USPSTF have, you know, not recommended officially breast exams like we used to, and there's insufficient evidence to recommend them. Besides mammogram, ultrasounds, what is being recommended for women to be proactive about their breast health?
So from a radiologist perspective and from the imaging perspective, it's really about being an advocate for yourself. And starting with that test of the mammogram, as you mentioned, you know, there are different societies that have different recommendations for the starting age. One commonly followed one that Dr. Schott and I both follow as well is the one from the Society of Breast Imaging and American College of Radiology, which say to start at age 40 and get screened every year. But there, it's really important to talk to your doctor because there might be a reason to start earlier or change the interval depending on your history. But it's really the most important thing is to start with that mammogram, identify risk factors, and have that conversation to see if additional testing may be useful.
Exactly. And, you know, I've always gotten baseline mammograms at least, you know, for women. Before, there was a recommendation between 35 and 40 for a baseline, but I like the recommendation of at 40 to start. There's been cases of younger women having breast cancer. And, you know, so I'm an advocate of knowing your body, and if something just doesn't seem right, you know, men as well. You know, men, I've had men come in going, what's this? And we've had to order mammograms and ultrasound on men. How common are you seeing men with breast cancer?
So male breast cancer definitely can occur, and it occurs more commonly in men who either have a strong family history of breast cancer or even more so, when it's a man who is in a family that has a known genetic mutation that could relate to breast cancer. So, you know, certainly if you, as a man, find yourself in one of those categories based on your family history, it's absolutely worth talking to your healthcare provider about what might be right for you, either in terms of imaging screening or genetic testing, to really see where you as a man might fit. And to sort of the first point you made, absolutely, if you're younger than 40 and you haven't yet started undergoing routine imaging, but there's something that doesn't feel quite right to you, you should certainly let your healthcare provider know about that. And if you're older than 42, so that it can be investigated fully.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Pamela Habib, head of U.S. Medical Affairs at Bayer Radiology, and Dr. David Schacht, breast radiologist at Northwestern's Lynn Stage Breast Cancer at Prentice Women's Hospital. So the pandemic has interfered with many women being regular about their mammograms, ultrasounds. Are you slowly seeing people come back, or are you still seeing a hesitancy in people not getting back into their regular screening modes?
We're definitely seeing it pick up now. It declined a significant amount during the pandemic, as you mentioned, and that was not just breast screening, but really all screening exams and non-emergent tests. And luckily, thankfully, we're seeing people starting to come in more, but it's still not, we're still not fully caught up, but it's really important for anybody who may have missed that mammogram during the pandemic to come in and get back on schedule, because that really is the gold standard for that first test for breast screening. Mm-hmm.
I love the 3D. Are most of the mammograms now 3D? What's some of the newest advancements in mammography?
Yeah, there's been a number of different sort of names for what we call breast tomosynthesis. 3D mammogram is sometimes used also to describe that. And that's an important factor as it relates to breast density, in fact, because one of the sort of wonderful developments that came and one of the excellent things that came out of studies of tomosynthesis was seeing that for patients with breast density, in fact, the performance of the mammogram did improve with the addition of tomosynthesis. This is something that's pretty well penetrated in terms of the whole country having tomosynthesis, but it is always something that you could check with your specific facility about whether they have the capabilities of doing tomosynthesis on your mammogram or, in fact, if they are already doing it as part of their normal procedure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, many women are asking for MRIs of their breasts. That's not something we routinely do. When do you recommend MRI?
The guidelines say that there are certain women, so there are a number of reasons to get an breast MRI. So some of that is around personal history of breast cancer and other different factors. But even for dense breasts, right, there are guidelines that say certain women with dense breasts may benefit from supplemental imaging, and that could be an MRI, that could be an ultrasound. So it's important to just talk to your doctor about the overall risk level that you have, because whether or not an MRI should be performed is really determined by the overall risk status. But, yeah, it's being more and more commonly done for that reason.
And a lot of doctors, they just order both the mammogram and breast ultrasound. If somebody is known to have dense breasts, is a mammogram sufficient, or should they, once they know they have dense breasts, always have that additional ultrasound?
Yeah, Dahlia, there's an interesting sort of regional difference as it relates to this topic, and you know, we're in an era of great discovery as it relates to what the best scientific evidence is for what should be done for a woman that has high breast density. So really understanding kind of at a local level what your individual providers feel is the best thing, what they've had the most success with, and what really makes sense for you based on your overall risk factors is the right way to go. State-to-state coverage differences, it's a complicated issue.
Awesome. All right, how can people find out more information?
UnderstandYourDensity.com is a great resource where...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. your back. I'm Dr. Dolly. I show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we move on, we got cut off on the previous segment. The website for more information on breast dents or dense breasts and how to screen for breast cancer, you can go to radiologyresources.bear.com/dense-breast-resources. So radiologyresources.bear.com, and then you can click on the dense breast resources link. Okay, so next what we need to talk about is this new craze of this new profile pic. So I'm on Facebook last night, and one of my friends, who is gorgeous, love him to death, he posted his new profile pic. And it's a pictorial depiction of him. A very good pictorial depiction. So one thing that has been popular are these cartoon avatars of us. You know, so you don't have to get, like, you know, me, the messed up hair and the lines and the crow's feet or whatever those heck are, the marionette lines or, you know, acne scars, whatever. You could use certain programs to uplift your avatar. The avatar is like your face on the cyber, in the cyber world, or social media. Well, we're now being told, be very careful about this, because it could be Russian spyware. So when I saw my friend's picture, it's addictive. I'm like, he looks good. I'm going to look good. I love pictorial pictures of me. I think it's great. And because you look better. So I'm like, good. I don't like the way my profile pic looks. My hair's always messy. Let's do it. So I go on this site, this new profile pic. Be careful going on it. I'm going to go on it for you guys. But I go on it, and it says to upload your photo, and in a week, you'll get your picture. And I'm like, in a week? Okay, most of these apps, they take your picture, and then they could immediately change it, and then you could have your cartoon avatar, and then you use it. But I thought that was very odd that it said in a week. So let me see if I could pull it up, unless it's already been taken down. It's called New Profile Pic. Be very careful with this, because this is Russian spyware. I doubt Russia listens to, you know my show. I doubt it. Even Americans listen to my show. But it's called hashtag new profile pic. It says, your amazing profile pic, always fresh, totally AI driven. The world around is ever changing, and your online image should too. So you click a button that says choose photo. They say the rules are simple. Select a profile picture you like most in your current state of mind, and return a week later for new effects, new options, and a new picture. And the picture looks fantastic, but there's App Store, there's Google Play, but it's a very, I don't even want to press any buttons. It just, something didn't seem right. So Daily Mail is saying that thousands of people have been downloading this new profile pic app on their phones, and it was developed by a tech company based in Moscow. Now that gives us concerns about what's going on with our faces, our facial recognition. What the heck could they be doing? Now, could it just innocently be some company of, hey guys, we're in the tech world. Yeah, we just happen to be in Moscow. But I don't trust it for a second. They say tens of thousands of people have already uploaded their photographs to the servers in this new profile pic app in return to the free avatar. However, many will be unaware that the company behind the app, Line Rock Investments, is based in an apartment complex overlooking the Moscow River beside Russia's Ministry of Defense and just 3 miles from Red Square. Jake Moore, Global Cybersecurity Advisor, ESET Internet Security, told Mail Online that people have to be incredibly careful when uploading photographs or personal data to a brand new website. He said this app is likely a way of capturing people's faces in high resolution, and I would question any app wanting this amount of data, especially one which is largely unheard of and based in another country. So, you know, there's ways, I think, that you could look up the domain name, the registry domain ID, and there's a picture that shows that it comes from Moscow, and the resident country is RU, so, you know, the Russia Union or whatever that stands for. You guys probably know more. But, you know, we need to be careful. We have this fascination, this fetish with looking good on social media. And I can't believe how many people will sacrifice their data for something so superficial. I've done it. I mean, I still don't know if these other apps I've used for my picture have been legit or not. I like the picture, so I don't care. There's also these stupid games where they go, all right, let's see what would be Dahlia's quote. And then you click on it, and they ask, you know, if they can have your information. You're like, yeah, I want to know my quote. And, you know, my quote is like, you know, go kiss my butt. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. And then I post it on Facebook, and everybody's like, yeah, that's Dahlia's quote. Or if you would be a car, what car would you be? I would probably be maybe a 1968, 1969 Chevette. I don't know. Corvette, maybe. I don't know what I would be. But, yeah, I want to be a Chevette. My first car was a Chevette, but a Corvette. I don't know what I would be. But you hit this, and then it goes, that's your car. This is your, and we do this all the time. And I think our need to do what our other Facebook friends are doing and to be current and to be a part of the community is being predated on by these Russian predators or cyber evil masterminds that are trying to use that information to take advantage and collect it. So my recommendations to all of you guys is if you don't like the way you look in your profile pic, then take a picture of a flower. I mean, I posted a picture of me and mommy, and I like that picture. My previous profile pic was a bald eagle with half of the body, the American flag, half of the body, Ukraine. Excuse me, for Ukraine, you know, being able to, you know, have freedom again. So, you know, you could put something political, you could put something patriotic. You know, people do that with their profile pic because that's their way of getting the word out. And that's why social media exists, and that's why I'm a fan of social media. You know, I'm a critic of it for a lot of reasons, but the one reason why I'm a fan is rather than you being home, being unheard, not being able to voice an opinion, feeling like the politicians don't listen to you, feel like your mayor doesn't listen to you, your governor doesn't listen to you, your city council people don't listen to you, the teacher doesn't listen to you, you could post something on there and get heard. And when the community goes, yeah, you know, like one very annoying thing that a lot of universities do is at graduation they ask for donations, or the day after they ask for donations. Meanwhile, you paid a buttload of money to that school. So there was a meme that said, let's hope, you know, the first call you get after graduation isn't your school asking for donations. So I want to make schools aware that it is very tacky to do that. There's other ways to make donations. There's other ways to fundraise, get alumni engaged, etc., involved. And, you know, so if I want to spread the word to a lot of people in academia that what you're doing is really, really tacky, I'll post a meme. You know, and so, you know, just my recommendation is do not download, do not upload, you know, do not give people any more, you know, draw your own cartoon. Like me, I would draw a stick figure so I would look skinny, you know, and then I'd probably fix the hair a little bit. You don't necessarily have to have a cartoonist remake your image. It's not worth it, and we don't know what the hell Russia's doing with it. 1-877-DOWNTELLING.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.